Hey
Hey!
guys! Hey everyone!
Hi guys, this is so exciting. Welcome to the Just the Way I Am podcast.
It is our first ever video, or podcasting.
Yeah, our first episode of many, hopefully.
Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo! I'm actually so excited. This is gonna be so fun! Yay! Okay, well, we thought we should not probably just like get into the lore of what this
We
podcast
have
is
a
gonna.
lot of lore.
Yeah, there's a lot of lore, so keep on listening. And I think we owe it to them to just maybe introduce ourselves a little teensy eensy bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But okay, I'll go
Okay, sorry.
first. My name's Audie. I'm the one running the
Just
show.
correlating it.
I'm running the show. Yeah. I don't do much. I just broke up with my boyfriend. That's my whole personality. Like, I literally
This
just
we're gonna get into this later.
I just broke up with my boyfriend like
Okay, I'm gonna talk quieter.
literally 2 hours ago.
Actually.
Also, yeah, we're sitting in the car.
Sorry if there's
So,
background noise.
yeah,
We just got these
it's
mini mics off Amazon for what, $10?
yeah. I feel so established. But anyways, I don't know. I just have nothing better to do than with my life. I'm 16,
Same here.
and I love to yap. I feel like that's all there is about me. I'm a
Yeah,
yapper.
honestly, there's not much about you. I'm Nevaeh. Honestly, I play volleyball. I don't really do that much else. I hang
She's
out
like
with
your
people.
basic white girl,
Dude, shut
but
up.
she's not white.
So are you. Yes, I am white.
Not
I'm
entirely.
like basically fully white.
You're kind of barely white.
No, I'm like literally like I think 75% white.
One day, would
Anya's
we
like
be.
100% white, but
I'm the
she's.
whitest they come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like basic white girl too, but like you're low-key, you have like a little edge to you. Like
Yeah.
you're a little different.
People say I'm like angsty, like a tiny bit emo. Like,
What is.
okay, like gothic? Like what? But I'm
No.
not. I did just dye my hair black
Dude.
to get over a boy. But anyways, yeah, there's not much to us.
Yeah, I don't know what else to share.
But maybe one day, if this actually gets going, we'll video ourselves doing it and you can see us.
This can become a vlog, like a
Ooh.
YouTube channel,
Ooh.
and then we'll be able to travel the world.
Girls Dream
We'll
to
be able
Live
to
Big.
travel to
Oh my
Paris
gosh.
like we
Oh
said
my
we would.
gosh. So last summer, we made videos because we thought we would be going to like Paris together and stuff. Because of just some opportunities arising. Anyways, a year later, there was no bonjour. There was
No, we're
no wee
not. No,
wee.
we are not. We don't have a baguette around
Yeah,
the Eiffel Tower.
that's what we said in a video we were gonna do right now, and we are in the middle of Nebraska, hating our lives. Dude, Nebraska is such a huge state. Nevaeh thinks that all you guys, well, the few of you that are listening, are gonna like come find her and get her.
Leave me alone, please. I don't want
Don't
anyone that
find
I
her.
know
You
to
can
find
come
out about
find me,
this.
guys. It's okay. I would love to meet you.
Well, you might as well share your address.
One? I'm just kidding. It does start with a one, though, if you really wanna try that hard.
Okay, bro. A one. Something with a one in Nebraska. Good luck.
Well, okay, what's funny about the boyfriend lore is it's funny because
She
on.
just shushed me. She just put her hand over my mouth. Just so you know what's going on behind the scenes.
Okay, let me talk. What's funny is that we're parked at the same park that we went on Thursday when I really broke up with my boyfriend. But like, I didn't do a good enough breakup, so we were like, "Oh, let's talk. Like, we can work things out." So we met today. I found out that hoe was lying to my face.
He's a little lying.
So you know
Beach.
what we do? We move forward. We go to the gym. That's what we do. I be hitting the gym.
Shut up.
I was hitting the
I
gym.
began the gym. We move forward. Shut up.
I'm gonna hit the gym more than I was. And well, the other day I hit legs and it was like I genuinely did something right because my butt hurt so bad. My butt was hurting, so it's growing.
She did something right. And then you're gonna hear a lot about my boy number. I'm just gonna call him boy number two, and we're gonna
Let's
call.
call him Brandon.
That's a little close, bro. We're not calling.
Okay,
No, not Brandon.
Brandon.
No, not Brandon. We're gonna think of a good name.
Colby.
We're gonna call him Jace, because that was
Okay,
my first.
Jace, after her ex.
Yeah.
Okay,
Okay, we're gonna
Jace.
call him Jace. But yeah, Jace. His name's not actually Jace, by the way, guys. Anyways, my boy.
Jace?
Jace. Yeah, Jace. We're like talking, but Loki, he hates me and he just won't say that. He Loki actually hates me.
Yeah, like, how long have you guys been trying to hang out together?
Actually not that long, like 2 or 3 weeks. But like
Girl, that
and
is
okay,
21
but
days.
he's very
That's
busy.
almost the whole month of February.
Shut up. It's not February. You definitely said that to be funny. We're like, I'm gonna say this.
Guys, I'm trying to get you guys to like me. I'm
3 months of February.
You're the one that said I have edge. This is my edge, guys. This is the edge she was talking about. It's not autism, it's edge.
Oh, shut up. Okay, anyways, so we're planning to hang out on Thursday. It's Thursday. Oh my god, Thursday. And we're gonna hang out with two other people, and I'm really scared, but I hope that it goes well. But what if he, like, cancels on me and he's like, oh, I actually can't.
I think he will. Oh my gosh, can we share about what you told
them? Why did you say that?
Can we share
about... No, that made me so sad that you just said that.
Can we share about what you told them?
What are you going to say, Audie?
Can we share about what you told them you cut your foot open?
Can I share it?
Yeah, but you can't share, like, okay. You know? So basically, Nevaeh had to get, like, surgery. It was just, like, it was like a kind of surgery that like don't share. Yeah. You don't like share it with like a guy that you're trying to bag. Like it was just, weird. It was an odd surgery. But basically the surgery required stitches, okay? And if you guys who have stitches know, like you can't really do a lot of like physical activity, especially where she had her stitches. So she was trying to hang out with Jace, this guy, and she told him like, oh, we can play pickleball. But then she realized after that, like, oh, I can't play pickleball. I'm having this random surgery. She couldn't tell him. And so she was like, oh, I can't play pickleball. And of course, the poor guy's like, oh, why?
Yeah. Dude, he's never asked me so many questions in my life, I swear. He's like trying to get me for something.
But long story short, when she told him that she needed stitches and he asked, like, what for? And she said she couldn't
play. No, I said my foot. I just said my foot.
And then he asked what happened.
I told him, I said, I was like, no, I literally ChatGPT'd it because I didn't know what to say.
Oh my God.
And I go, I cut my foot on a rock. I don't even know how.
We literally live in Nebraska. Like, you're not going through, like, rocky land.
My friend told me to say that I cut my foot while I was swimming at a lake.
No, but basically, Nevaeh is a liar, just like my ex.
Shut up. Okay, I mean, he doesn't ever talk to me, so I can't lie to him anymore.
Yeah, well, guys, I think Nevaeh's been called to singleness because no man is really bragging that. Seriously. Can I tell you guys right now that Nevaeh has her feet on my windshield, like, curled up, and I don't think I'm okay with this, like, at all.
Why are you talking? You've never talked about this in your life. Like, I don't think I'm okay with this. Like, guys, I'm trying to reinvent myself.
What is this edge? I'm newly single. I have angst and edge. And, oh my gosh, you know why I'm acting like this? Because my work was terrible today. And I'm not going to disclose what my work is. But I have to deal with a lot of people. A lot of people.
Me too.
And a lot of little people. But basically, like, it was not fun. And people just don't do their jobs and. I just, like, I care too much, and I had to do my job. So, yeah, I did everyone's job. Well, not everyone's, no. A lot of people did their jobs, but... I went above and beyond. Because I just, I can't not. I can't do the bare minimum. Yeah, it is. I'm an overachiever.
I went to work, too. I decided to pick up a shift because...
I had to go to work. Vale also, she has a job, but she never goes there.
No, I go to work a lot, actually. Anyways, so I had to work today. I didn't actually have to work, but I picked up a shift, and I found out we lost another employee, another girl just, like, quit. And I'm sad because I actually liked her.
There's an airplane.
Can you hear the freaking airplane?
Oh, can we tell them about Rosie?
Oh, hey, you can't just tell her name.
Rosie's in, like, the Philippines right now.
Rosie's not coming back.
She'll never find us.
Okay, long story short, she's, like, I think she's, like, in her 30s, and she's, I'm not kidding, guys, she's dating a 74-year-old man, and she's in her 30s, and he made her quit her job so that she could stay at home, and she just wanted to stay at home.
He definitely, like, chains her up.
Like,
he locks her away.
Keep the microphone away from her. I'm so sorry, guys, she's definitely breaking your ears right now.
I can adjust the audio loud as hell. Nevaeh doesn't understand the process of editing that I am willing to go through for you guys. Guys, I'm actually not like this, I swear I'm normal.
I'm touching my toes to your beer.
I'm gonna have toe prints all over my car.
I know. Leaving my traces.
But I don't know. Rosie's just an odd gal. She's very strange.
She didn't even know her, and she just thinks she knows her so well.
Yeah, because I've heard so much. I've had reenactments of Rosie.
Rosie is someone you don't meet often.
Guys, we genuinely have so much drama going on all around us.
I know.
Like, I don't even know where to start.
We can't unleash it all on our first episode.
Yeah, because we have to talk about more things.
Yeah, I feel like,
but knowing us, more, more
will
happen.
Yeah, I feel like stuff will just come
like,
up.
Like, things are going to happen. You guys are in for the long haul.
You're going to know everything in my life.
Yeah, like,
I don't even share this stuff with my parents. I don't share this with anyone but you.
Share. It's just the way I am. Guys, oh, can it's we just share the backstory behind our name? Okay.
It's like the weirdest thing ever, but it's funny to us.
So basically, we have this mutual friend, and like, well, there's
mutual
times
friend.
There's times she's where she's not, there's times where she's not our favorite gal, but there's times we like her, and this person will just do the most diabolical, unexplainable things, and then we'll ask, yes, and then like just uncalled for, and then we'll ask her why, and she'll be like, you know the way I am, or she'll be like,
bro,
it's just the way I am.
She's never freaking. She's lying right now.
Wait, what am
if
I
you
lying
cut
about?
This out, I'm gonna
what am
tell
I lying
you.
About? I'm not
it
lying.
It's literally not the story at all.
Wait, it's that's what I thought it was.
She used to just say that to you. That was before she became
no,
a lying
no,
diabolical friend.
No, she would do diabolical things and say, that's just the way I am.
Oh, she never did that to me.
No, it was just you.
That was just
okay,
me.
Guys. I was closer with her than.
Yeah, they were like best friends at one point.
But, well, we've reconnected. What do we name them? Charles.
Charles? It's not a guy.
Okay, well, I was trying to keep it incognito. Well, no, Charles.
No, how about
Charles
how about
is
Maggie?
Just, no, because I knew a transgender in, like, sixth grade named Maggie. Oh, my gosh. So, this girl named Maggie, growing up in sixth grade, we were in math class together, Miss Fulton's math class. Oh my gosh, please pray for her because I was a terror. I actually, like, there was one class I remember. I got sent to the hallway on
Dude,
three different
move
occasions.
The mic. Holy
Stop.
Crap.
I'm literally can't cut this. Like, you're ruining it.
I know you can't cut it. That's why I'm telling you to put it away from your mouth. Otherwise, you're going to be killing
I can
them.
Choose the levels. That's why I'm saying, shut up. But, anyways, we were in Miss Fulton's math class, and, like, oh my gosh, this teacher, I feel so bad. But, anyways, one time, my teacher was just done with us. We were acting like zoo animals. So she was like, okay, we're going to go do our math outside. So she got chalk, and we were doing math problems and chalk on the spot. You know me, like, I'm
I
not,
don't know you at all.
I'm not, just the way I am. You know, like, I'm not doing math problems, like, on, like, am I, no, absolutely not. So there's a little bench by the chalk, and I'm just napping, and my teacher's just happy that I'm not bothering her. So she's like, you know, you do it. Meanwhile, we all had partners to do these problems. My partner is named Maggie. She has a long high ponytail, freckles that look like tattoos, and she's about 4'3" and wears bright yellow shoes. This was my partner, air quotes around that.
Shut
I
up.
Wake
oh
I wake
my
up from
gosh, who is this nerd in the car with me?
I wake up from my nap. Maggie, okay, I can't. I wake up from the nap. Maggie had drawn a swastika on the entrance of the school, and that is my partner.
Wait,
guys,
on the what?
On the entrance of the school.
Oh my God.
My teacher didn't see. Guys, my middle school principal was my mom's childhood friend's husband. Like, his wife.
That
my,
is so confusing. my childhood mom. Wait, what?
My principal's wife was my mom's maid of honor. Like,
she
it was
just
that
hit
deep.
Me and told me to stop. Silently.
Guys, I'm a control freak. But anyways, like, and she was Jewish. Like, my principal was a Jewish man. And so whatever, I get called down to the office in my last block of the day, and I'm like, why the flip am I getting called down to the office? I was getting suspended for me and my partner drawing a swastika on the entrance of school. We both had to get suspended.
Because
we were partners, even though I wasn't part of the conflict. Guys, I love people. I like people.
Stop
and
stop acting
well,
like
I'm,
how you don't
I don't want them to think I'm, like,
I'm just gonna be
creating
quiet.
Genocides. Like, I would never do anything like that. And so it was just uncalled
oh,
for.
Oh, yeah. We forgot
my
for
parents,
being a genocide.
My parents did not give me or the school the light of day, like, that day. And so when the principal called my mom to come pick me up or to come talk about me getting suspended, he called her 4 times, and she didn't answer. And apparently, if you get suspended, you have to get escorted off the premises. And so my principal had to walk me across the road and told me I have to go somewhere because my mom couldn't pick me up and I couldn't be at school. So I had to walk like 20 minutes home.
I'm sorry.
And I was so scared. I was so scared that before my mom got home from work, I was sitting on her bed reading my Bible. Like I literally opened it to a random page and got like a pen, and I sat on her bed reading for her, like scribbling in the Bible. Because I was so scared for my life. I thought only the Lord Jesus could save me. Sorry, Nevaeh's grabbing her whole foot with her hand right now. Her toes and fingers are interlocked.
I'm actually gonna kill you. Let me talk free. You just talked about your genocide for 10 minutes.
Don't say that. Guys, I'm just scared that we're gonna get canceled before we even get started.
I wasn't gonna say anything bad.
Saying stuff about. Okay, continue. What was their name?
This person. I don't even remember their actual name because like I was. That's the story I had. They had so many different names that I don't know what to call them.
Yeah.
No, we had about 20 different sides of them.
We had a girl like that in middle school.
I think they started with, like, first it was Noah, and then it became, like, Arlo, and then it became, like, AJ.
Why are you naming our names?
And then it was, like, Alex.
Guys, we have a small group of
girls. No, stop. We're not sharing that.
No, but you just dropped the names.
No, but...
And we made, like... Like, if we were, like, the
Stop! You're gonna get us canceled right now!
If we were the opposite gender, we were, like, naming each other what we'd be, and I was AJ, and Nevaeh was Nick.
Nick. With a K.
Yeah, with
not
a K.
Not a C-K, an N-I-K.
Yeah. I feel so odd. Like, is it okay? Can we talk about these things?
No.
Can I talk about, like... Can I talk about... Okay, what are we gonna name my ex?
Name's gonna be... I'm trying to think of typical... Aiden.
Okay. Can I say what Aiden liked me to do?
Yeah.
Okay, so Aiden really liked me
I
to like.
Can't share this already. There's no way.
Okay, guys, is it too soon? Tune into the. I'm just kidding. No, he liked.
Goodbye. See you next time.
I'll just leave that as he liked a little slobber left behind after our kisses.
He likes swashing it around.
Yeah, he sloshed around my mouth juices in his mouth. Guys, these are fresh wounds. We're just digging deeper. We need to stop. Okay, we're, like I've said a million times, we are in this parking lot by a park, and anytime a car comes around, Nevaeh, like, whips her head like she's gonna get, like, raped and beaten and murdered.
And she goes, last time we were at the smoky briefing, if this man, don't even talk, Audie, don't even start. Me and Audie are debriefing. You see this man walking up the sidewalk, and we're like, dude, what the heck is going on right now? And Audie was fine, but I got scared. I was like, oh my gosh, can we go? Because he starts walking, like, he's walking up towards the sidewalk, but he's, like, getting closer to us. So me and Audie are like, okay, whatever, let's go. We grab our stuff. This man's on the sidewalk, keep in mind. So we're walking, speed walking to the car because we're scared.
Mm-hmm.
He starts cutting our way.
Like, cutting through the grass.
And this point, he's getting really close to us. I thought he was about to pull out, like, a knife or a gun.
Then he said, hey.
Yeah, he goes, hey, what's up? And that's it.
He said, hello?
She goes, she had her car key ready to, like...
Yeah, I was gonna stab him with the car key. Like, I had it, like, locked and loaded. Because I didn't have my little pocket knife
where
I like
to carry.
Yeah, we're alive, untouched, at least. Maybe we need to, like, make a room, like a soundproof room to record in.
Girl, I don't know where she thinks we're getting this money. Audie has all these ideas, like, we're gonna blow up.
Okay, guys, not to, like, glaze, but, like, I've secretly been, like, dreaming of having my own podcast for, like 2 years. I'm so excited. Nevaeh's probably gonna be my, like, normal co-host, I'd assume.
This is our podcast. It's
under my name.
You didn't say with Audie. You said with. You just put your name?
Yeah.
Wait, you're actually going
to
say.
I had put our names and then I changed it to mine because I want to have other guest stars.
No, you're actually like. I'm
guys,
actually
is
right
this
now. This is literally. Her whole idea was to start a podcast just us, and now all of a sudden she's like, there's no way you just did that, Audie. No, there's absolutely no way you're being serious right now.
Guys, look at the
she
logo.
She started this whole thing making me think it's our podcast, and all of a sudden she's like, oh no, it's just my name.
I haven't told her.
You're actually insane.
Well,
you're like a terrible friend right now.
So I was talking to people about like, oh, I'm starting a podcast, like I'm so excited, and they were asking to like be on it. So if they're on it, I can't have you on it at the same time.
We are starting a podcast.
Okay, guys.
No, I'm actually like... Okay,
I don't know what's going to happen. Stay tuned.
You. No. I'm never talking on this podcast again.
Okay, let's do it.
This is her own podcast.
We've got...
Which I was unaware of until this moment.
Guys.
So you're getting all the drama right now. I'm unleashing the beast. That's
what I'm within. You're actually so mean. I'm gonna start, like, withholding information for her and drop it on the podcast so you guys can get her live crash outs.
Like, what's wrong with you?
Guys, I wish you could see how Neve is, like, curled up like a taco in my car with her feet hanging on my thing.
This is the kind of crap that Audie does to people.
Wait, what do I do?
You just, like, do unexplainable things and it's like, wait, why would you do that?
Okay, maybe we... Okay, we've spilled a lot of tea. I think we need to go back to the beginning and do some, like, icebreakers.
How about what? We have no icebreakers.
What's your favorite color, Nadia?
Pink.
Ew.
What's yours?
Like a pig?
No, like a pastel pink.
So, like a pig.
What? No.
Okay, so I actually just had, like, a life... Like, a midlife crisis about my favorite color with my therapist today.
Okay.
Because... Whatever, she's being so weird. She's like, I don't really know about you. Like, you have so many walls up, you're so mysterious.
I'm so sorry, guys.
And I was like, I'm literally not. Like, what do you want to know about me? Like, do you want me to fill out one of those, like, kindergarten, like, all about me sheets? She was like, no, but I just started, like, saying it anyway. I told her that my favorite color is green, but I actually don't think I like the color green. I've just been saying my favorite color is green for so long that
this
I can't change
it.
This
girl does not have a freaking green piece of anything.
Because I like to look at the color. I like to look at it, not wear it. Like, actually, I wear a lot of green. Yes, I do, because my eyes are green and blue. So I wear a lot of green. I wear forest green. Just, like, could audibly hear Nevaeh scratch her scalp. I just know there's dandruff floating around in her greasy hair.
And I'm never going to be here again. So
yes, you will. No. Guys, I think we'll be, like, dropping a new episode, like, once a week. If not more.
No, we're doing this again.
Oh my gosh. Guys, this is how Nevaeh is. Like, she doesn't get her way.
I'm petty because you're being petty.
She doesn't get her way and then she, like, throws up it, but she always ends up crawling on back like a little leech.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Oh my gosh, guys. Okay, I'm going to tell something that happened at work. Again, don't mention where I work. They can't tell. And we're going to use a code name. So, it involves me and then a girl. And we're going to name this girl Samantha. Okay, so basically, Samantha's been working at this place way longer than I have. We're technically, like, peers. Like, we're at the same level position. But, like, on some days, she's below me. In some sense. Like, I don't know, that kind of sounds bad. But, anyways... So, I was, like, the supervisor that day, and she was just, like, a normal staff member, and whatever. I'm, like, I'm doing my thing, just, like, minding my own business, and girl is yapping about how, like, she hasn't gotten the position she's been begging for 3 years, and how they keep telling her no, and so she's, like, so, and I was, like, well, maybe they just don't need you there, and she got so flabbergasted. She, like, you know how, like, when you roll your eyes, but you roll your whole head with it, like, you just, like, sigh into the abyss? She did that. Okay, this girl is, like, she's heftier, and when she did that, her, like, neck roll opened, and there was a bug. No, it wasn't a bug. It was, like, a full-on, like, mega ant. Like, half of it was squashed. The other half was just, like, lying there, like trying to crawl up her neck.
You have to be making this up.
No, Samantha did not know, too. And, like, after she got done with, like, her whole body, like, eye roll and sigh, her neck closed and the ant just got closed back in it.
It's probably still there.
Yes! It's probably still there. And I'm just like, shoddy, Samantha was just decomposing on site.
Oh, wait, my gosh. What caused that ant to get there?
Dude, like, I swear. Like, was she, like, rolling in mud? Dude, Samantha is such an... She's a sweet gal, Samantha, but she definitely has her quirks. Like, maybe she has, like, an ant farm. Did you ever watch the show Ant Farm as a kid?
No.
Oh.
Wait.
With China and McClane?
Huh?
With China and McClane?
No.
Guys, I'm sorry. Half this podcast is literally us just laughing.
It's our first podcast, so it's fine.
Yeah, I wonder how many viewers.
My last.
I think she has, like, AIDS or, like, something. She can't speak.
It's our podcast, but like I might have my solo ventures from time to time. Because I can yap. Nevaeh also like ditches me and she's really busy.
No, I don't. I literally hang out with you at least 4 times a
Dude,
week.
you literally texted me yesterday and said, I miss you. Why are you always at work? And then you texted me today and was like, I miss you. Why are you at work? Why can't you come see me?
Yeah, that exactly proves that I'm not as busy as you say I am. I literally text this girl all the time and she's like, I'm at work. Like,
God,
I'm like,
I'm
okay, you
chasing
want something?
that
I'm at
bag.
work. Do you
I'm
want to
chasing
have
that
food? I'm
bag.
at work. You want to go to the gym? I'm at work. She's always at
Guys, I hit
freaking
the gym
work.
in between shifts or after work. Nevaeh just doesn't come. And yesterday, I had like 2 hours in between shifts. And I called Nevaeh. I'm like, hey, want to go pick a ball or go to the gym together? She's like, I'm at Walmart.
I was with my friend at Walmart. God forbid a girl. Because I. No, because here's the thing. I literally checked her location because I was going to text her to hang out. And she's at freaking work. So, of course, I'm going
Guys, I just love my job. Not after today, but I usually love my job like a lot.
You actually, like, genuinely do.
Yeah, like I, it's not, it doesn't feel like work because even when it sucks, like I'm constantly like laughing and having fun and just like yapping with all my like coworkers. I even went, I went fishing with my coworkers.
When?
We didn't see a single fish though, but it was a good time and I drank my
How old are
Red
your
Bull.
coworkers?
Some are my age, some are older, 20s. Nevaeh is like audibly itching herself like a dog. I told Nevaeh that if she was a dog, she'd be the dog that like couldn't stop itching. Like, you know those dogs that have severe allergies and like all they do is itch? Like that would be Nevaeh. What kind of dog would I be?
Dogs, my dog has a severe allergy to every single food but pork and
What? Dude, Nevaeh neglects her dog. Like every time I'm over, her father is like, did you feed the dog?
Dude,
And
she
she's always
speaks
like,
in
no.
absolutes. I literally did that one time.
No, it was at least four.
One
You did
time.
it. You did it the first time I ever went to your house and the second time. And then you did it like around Valentine's Day. And then you did it this Sunday. Literally the Sunday. I literally have this memorized because I'm Oh my gosh, guys. One time Nevaeh was like, hey, do you want to hang out? I'm like, yeah, come to my house. And she gets there and I get in her car and her dog is in the back seat. And it is like 11 p.m. It was late. It was 10.
It was 11
10 or
in the
11.
morning.
No, wait. No, because we went and picked up Aiden. And we drove
Who
around.
is Aiden? Oh.
We went and picked
I
up Aiden.
forgot.
We went and picked up Aiden and had to go
I
drop the
forgot his
dog
dog
off.
name.
Remember that whole time you were trying to find Jace's house? And like
That was another time, Audie. You're that was like
No, I
months
know
ago.
that.
We were
I know.
finding his house like
I
2 weeks
know.
ago.
So basically, like Nevaeh like really wanted to know where this kid lives.
I already
So
know where he
she
lives.
took me and Aiden to go find it. Low-key, me and Aiden were being sus in the back seat that night.
Bro, I was literally just I was just the Uber at that point.
We were being really mad sus in the back
I'm
seat.
actually so glad he woke
Like
up because literally, I'm not kidding you guys. Every time we hung out, he had to be there. It
No,
was
guys,
every
don't
time.
listen. I'm
Oh
not that
my
girl.
gosh,
Shush.
we
No,
hung
let me
out like
speak.
twice without him
No,
being there.
that's actually not true. We hung out a
Okay,
lot more. But
Audie
the thing
likes
is,
to
shut
conceal a
up.
lot. No,
No,
you
okay.
shut up.
The thing is, it's not that like me and Nevaeh had plans to hang out and I was like, oh, can Aiden come? No, me and Aiden would have plans to hang out and then Nevaeh would be like, can we hang out? And I was like, no, I already have plans. And she's like, can I come with? So actually you were the tag
We were a
along.
throuple.
Well, Nevaeh was the tag along. That's my point. I'm like the girl, like, no man is ever gonna get in the way of my friendships. So it's like she was the tag along and I made separate time for you two. But also, when I broke up with him, she was like crying, saying, can we still hang out with him? She was literally crying in my
I
front seat
literally
of the
was crying
car.
because I would never see him again.
Guys, oh my gosh. I like actually can't. Life is such a funny thing. It's the fact that like we only get one. It's
Life is so
so
weird. I
crazy.
know. I was thinking the other day. I could have literally been born as anyone
I could
else
have been
but
like
me.
a South African child or like
Or I could have
or
been
like
like a
in like
Nigerian
Japan.
princess.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yes. But, like, or I could be in like Alaska living in an igloo.
I
But
could
like
be
I'm
a royal
here.
family and I'm
Yeah.
just
I
living
could be Prince
Nevaeh's
Charles.
life just
Yeah.
here,
Like,
existing
okay, and
in
also
Nebraska.
I know you guys are thinking, but who the flip names their kid Audie? Like, who am I? Like,
Who is
I'm a figment of everyone's
Audie? You know when we were gonna
imagination.
hang out with like all of them at the bonfire? My friend was asking who it was, and I said Audie, and she goes, I've literally never heard that name in my life.
Yeah, it's not even a name. Like, who named me?
But no, I know another Audie, but it's
Wait,
with an
no.
I instead of an
Don't say
EY.
that. I thought I was the only one to exist. Do we cut that? I thought I was
No.
unique. You don't know
No.
another Audie? What's their last name?
Oh yeah, I can't drop that. That's actually really
Oh my! first, like, few podcasts, like, you can't, like, ban us because, like, we are getting used to this because basically this is, like, our normal yap session.
You'll be able to find me.
This is our normal yap session. Your guys are just, like, tagging. Like, we just have mics. Like, it's, yeah, like, the same thing. Like, so, we're, like, not used to this. Guys, this is so fun. I'm so excited to... Guys, we got blocked in my neighborhood.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh. So, the other day, I'm coming to Audie's house, right? This was the Thursday that we debriefed. So, I was at the fair with my friends before this. And it's, like, 11 o'clock at night. And I'm on the way to her house. I come to, like, this place where I always, like, get to her house from, blocked off, completely blocked off. So I call Audie, and I'm like, dude, how am I supposed to get to your road? And she's like, I don't know, you're going to have to go another way. Just use maps. Okay,
maps so was I'm wrong. Using
maps. Maps does not have, like, all, like, the, because they are literally blocking off, I'm not even kidding, every single possible road I could take to her house. Maps did not have that updated. Keep in mind, my phone's at 3%, and I'm like, and my phone, my charger in my car doesn't work. So I'm literally, like, I don't know what to do. I call Audie and I'm like, dude, I don't know how to get to your house. I'm, like, freaking out because I don't know, like, if my phone dies, I also don't know how to get home because all the freaking roads are gone.
And I told her to stay where she is if it died and I'd come find her.
Yeah, okay, so she's helping me get home, or get to her house. And she's, like, looking at her map and she's like, okay, turn right here, like, because she was just, I don't know, she knew how to go get home, I guess. And so, basically, she tells me to turn left. And then, I get there, but then my phone died. So, okay, no more contact, no more communication.
So, what she should have done is pull over, like I said, and I'd find her.
What? Am I just supposed to, like, sit there for Lord knows how long and wait
for 4 minutes. Literally 4 minutes.
But I didn't even know if, like, you could find me on maps. So, I was just like, whatever.
I don't need to find you on maps. I knew where you were at. I'm just directing you.
I just keep going straight. And thankfully, I somehow get to her road. I literally think it was Jesus with me. Like, Jesus was guiding me. And then I found it.
But you missed the key part of where, when your phone turned off, I got in my car and went to find her. And then I'm literally, like, scavenging the road I told her to stop at. And I get a call from my sister, and it's like, Nevaeh's here. I was literally so upset. I was like, I was gonna rescue you. I was gonna have, like, the it girl moment, and you just, like, found your way. Then I'd awkwardly drive back. After literally breaking up with my boyfriend for the fourth time.
Oh, she hasn't even wallowed. Now she's just pissed. Yeah. Honestly, it's better to be pissed than wallowed.
I haven't wallowed. Like, I haven't, like, really cried. Like, I did for, like, a minute.
I was sobbing, and she wasn't even, like,
yeah, Nevaeh's cried more about it than me.
That's just because, like, that just shows you how emotional I am about stuff.
Well, I'm, like, emotional to an extent. Like, I feel like I come off as, like, very emotional sensitive, but I'm really not.
I feel like when you're emotional, you just are, like, petty and, like, mad. You know what I mean? Where like,
no, I cry a ton. I cry a lot. Oh. But I cry alone. I'm just not, you know, I promise. I'm, like, not suicidal.
She used to be.
Guys, when Nevaeh was, like, in middle school, she was so ugly. Look at you.
Don't say that.
She looks like, she looked like a little Indian grandma with, like, glasses.
No,
and, like,
I didn't.
Yeah, she was so ugly. It was, like, acting pearl.
You know.
She was nothing wrong with that. She was actually, like, so feral. Like, I've seen old pictures of her, and, like, I can't sleep at night. She haunts my dreams. Like, it's so bad.
It's not that bad. Let's just say I got braces, and...
It's the glasses. No, and glasses. She has a mega unibrow. Like, I have to help her with it. Like,
not anymore.
I can't keep it under control.
I can live with it now.
I literally told you on Sunday that it was not happening.
You said my eyebrows. You didn't say my unibrow.
Your unibrow is your eyebrows. You have no other...
Shut up.
Guys, I love my eyebrow lady. She's actually so sweet, and she always brings me cookies.
I was gonna cut the top of my eyebrows the other day, and Audie's like, no, you can't do that. Rebecca says you can't. Like, bro, who is Rebecca?
I think her name's either Rebecca or Jennifer or something.
Oh, no, it's Jennifer.
I could look, but I don't want to.
Okay, guys, we have, like, 5 minutes left.
us and we're just ranting about them.
Yeah.
Actually,
like, what do you guys want to hear us talk about? Because, like, I have so much to talk about. I have opinions on everything.
Make sure you comment down below.
Can you comment on Spotify?
The one person that watches this. Comment what you want to hear from us.
Guys, if you've made it this far, like, we genuinely love you from the bottom of our hearts.
I know, but I feel like we're honestly entertaining.
Yeah. Can someone validate us? Or are we, like, full of ourselves? Like, are we, like, do people hate us?
Like, when people hang out with us, no, people like me. People might hate you.
No, people either love me or hate me, but it's because I go against the grain.
Apparently people, someone that we thought we, like, I ain't gonna lie. People that we thought liked her, apparently they hate her.
And I full on talked to them. Like, I thought we were like friends, making jokes, or, like, acquaintances.
Apparently they hate Audie.
But I think the person who told us that they hate me is just like they're mad and said they hate me if they don't. I just wanna be part of your symphony. We hold me tight and won't let go. Okay, stop. This is when people tune out. And we're gonna have a killer outro. Guys, I'm still gonna decide on what my intro is gonna be.
I feel like you're actually I'm just kidding. I actually can't.
Guys, my coworker has a turtle.
I don't give a shit about your work.
Stop talking about it. Okay, so basically my coworker had a turtle that he stole. And we're gonna name this guy Evan. He stole a turtle from, like, a creek or, like, a lake, and he, like, got a tank and, like, housed it.
Smart.
Yeah. But the thing is, it died, and he brought it to work, the dead turtle. And so, after shift, we're all making fun of him about how his kidnapped... We're all making fun of him about how, like, he kidnapped a turtle and killed it, and it died. And then he just casually says, do you want to go see it? Its name was Terry. Do you want to go see Terry? And we're like, what? He's like, yeah, she's out there. Like, it's like outside. And we all walk outside. And there's like a little field next to my work. And he walks like 3 yards into the field. And there's just a turtle.
There's Terry.
The turtle just laying lifeless in the grass. And granted, this was a 4-hour shift. This was a Monday shift. This was about a 4-hour shift. Terry was laying there lifeless with no water. Do you know that turtles don't breathe
Terry
water?
Was already dead, bro.
Okay, now we have a new turtle named Hank. And I think the turtle should be
named
Franklin.
Did he kidnap this
one? Okay, I think he did, but he claims he didn't.
Can we go do that one time?
Guys, what animals should we steal?
The Calogero sisters. Do you watch them?
Guys, I watch middle-aged mom shows.
I'm watching Ginny and Georgia right now. You know?
She it wasn't even caught up though. Like, she just got to season 3, and season 3's been out for 2 weeks.
I know, but I started it.
I'm a Grey's Anatomy girl through and through. Like, I feel like no matter what shows I watch, I'll always go back to watching Grey's Anatomy. Me and Aiden used to listen to that song.
You're always gonna be someone that I want.
Spring and the summer. Guys, who's gonna want me to be the someone they want?
Oh, that song is so good.
Yeah. I like Spring and the Summer. That's really good.
I do like Spring and the Summer, too. Wait, that's actually so smart. We can hook it on these.
So we just figured out that we could hook the mics on, like, the little visors.
No, I have this. You don't.
Oh, on the little visors, and it low-key works. It's actually working. Guys, all right, that's a wrap.
That's our episode number one.
That's our first episode.
We can talk forever.
Yeah, I could do, 2-hour-long episodes.
Yeah, we could talk forever.
Yeah, guys, we jumped around a lot. I hope it was, interesting.
I hope you liked it.
I need to figure out if you guys can, comment below. And if you can,
I want our comment section to be flooded.
I want you guys to tell us, what you want to hear from us.
Don't tell us you hate us, though, because that would genuinely hurt me.
I feel like, okay, well, someone that I don't really at work. I have beef with this guy at work. Let's call him Carl. And Carl told me it's better to be loved or hated rather than tolerated.
Yeah, that's true.
And I feel like people either love me or hate me. No one just tolerates me. But I'm kind of intolerant.
I feel like most people just love me. Sorry, that sounds bad.
She's, very egotistical, if you can't tell.
No, I'm just being, because I'm fine. I'm just there. That's why her self-esteem will be crushed if you say you don't like her.
Okay.
But I'm used to it. It's okay. Guys, my edge is showing. Can't you tell?
What the heck is this?
Okay. Well, what is our outro going to be?
Well, I don't know. We're going to think of an outro. We don't have
Yeah, we're
going to
think of a good one. But
we love you all.
Thank yeah. For salutations, for sure. All right. We love you guys. See you next time on Just the Way I Am.
With Audie. And freaking
it's gonna say with Audie. Look at the logo. Anyways, we love you guys. Be the way you are. That's the outro. Be the way you are.
Be yourself.
Be just the way you are.
Be just the way you are.
We love you. We love you.
Goodbye.